Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 to 33. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble. But take courage. I have conquered the world." Beloved Father, your love for us is amazing. Your love profound. Your love is deeper than the ocean and higher than the heavens. Your love for us is immense and so grand and so beautiful. Father, we beg you to please open our poor lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Give us the wisdom, we beg you, to pray always and unceasingly to you, with great and deep devotion and love. Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Savior. Amen. One of the things that challenge us is to think we understand things as they really and truly are. At times, we really believe that we know everything. And so we make judgments, we make observations, and we make them to be true. And we share that knowledge with other people, and perhaps we even make decisions based upon that knowledge. Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that our knowledge is imperfect, that we don't really know the answers, that we think we know what is to be true. And even the disciples struggled with thinking they knew who Jesus was. They believed that they understood who he was, but they didn't really, really know him. They knew about him. They saw the things in his exterior. They saw all the signs and wonders. They heard him preach. They saw miracles happen before their eyes, and they still doubted. They didn't believe. Yes, they had faith, but not the size of a mustard seed. That faith that can move obstacles, that can move mountains, that can scatter darkness and eliminate fear and destroy death and conquer doubt. What do you know to be true? We often say, "I knew it," or "I know." Do you really know? Do you really believe now, as Jesus asks the disciples? that you have all the answers and that your knowledge is perfect. Remember, God says that we don't think the way he does, that we don't see things perfectly as he does, because we look at the exterior. We look at the outside. We make judgment by what we see, and our vision is blurred. It's imperfect, is nearsighted. But Jesus looks into our hearts, and he knows us. He knows everything about us. As we hear, God knows every hair on our head. He knows every thought, even before we think it. God truly knows us. And even despite our imperfections, even despite our bad judgment calls, even the way we harshly treat people in our thoughts and in our actions, and even though we criticize people without knowing their truth, God still loves us, and God is still willing to suffer and die for us. St. John Vianney said that the true purpose of man, his glorious duty, is to simply pray and to love. For it is in prayer that we come to know who God is. It is in prayer that we really could look into the heart of God. It is in prayer that we can look to God and see what it is that God goes through. To really truly put on the mind and the heart of Christ, and to think the way God thinks, and to love the way God loves. That it is in prayer that we can go beyond ourselves and beyond our needs and really look into the heart of Jesus, and to spend some time with him in those moments where he's filled with sorrow, with pain, with anguish, with despair. Moments like at the agony of the garden, when he was looking for a friend, he was looking for a brother, he was looking for a shoulder to cry on. He was looking for a companion to pray with. He said, "My hour is at hand. Can you stay here and keep watch with me? Can you stop making it about yourself for a moment and enter into my anguish, into my agony, into my pain? Could you help me with your attention? Can you assist me with your prayer? Can you help relieve some of this suffering? Can you help me to carry your cross?" It is in prayer that we come to truly know Christ and all that he's done for us. But we're able to enter into his heart and to see and feel and experience the immense joy and love that he experiences for us, but also the suffering, the anguish, and the pain that he also experiences for us. And then love, to truly experience God. That to really truly experience the way God loves, to look at Jesus and to love him with his own heart, to love him with the profound love that he has for us, that love that is sacrificial, that love that is unique, that love that is so personal and intimate, that love that is eternal and infinite and forever. And John Vianney says to us that there is nothing else more important than this kind of union with God, to really get to know God and to allow God to truly get to know us. I often said to people, do you know God? And does God really know you? Like, does he truly know everything about you? Yes, he does. But isn't it great that you're able to share it with him in privacy and intimacy and in that quiet place in your heart? I say, you know, to people, I said, does God know your favorite color? Does he know your favorite food? Does he know your favorite song? Does he know what breaks your heart? Does he know what brings you joy? Yes, God knows those things. But isn't it great that you can tell him personally in prayer? St. John Vianney says, our hearts are small. They're just tiny, these tiny little things. But they're incredible, our hearts. He says prayer stretches our hearts. It makes room in our hearts for God, that it makes our hearts capable of loving God. And he says when we pray properly, that means with devotion and attention and openness, that when we pray with a longing, with a desire, with a hunger, that when we pray properly like that, that our prayer will allow our sorrows to disappear, he says, like snow before the sun. He says our prayer, our deep prayer, the profundity of our prayer, can be as fish in water. That it's so deep, so immense, where we give ourselves in totality to God. And there's a place in prayer where there's simply no division with us. We are united to God in prayer and in spirit. We become one with him. But St. Augustine tells us that in this time of the life of the disciples, their faith is weak because they lack the inner person, that interiority that knows God in a deep, profound, and intimate and loving way. And that's why Jesus asks the disciples, and he asks us now, do you now believe? Do you really believe? And then when he comes back to them, he tells them some of the things that's going to happen to them that they don't know because they're not intimate into the heart of Jesus. Where Jesus tells them, you know, you're going to leave me alone, that you're going to scatter from me, that you are going to deny me, you will reject me, and you will even say that you don't know me. And we hear, no, Lord, I will never deny you. I will die for you. And Jesus says, really? Really? Will you do that? Do you know yourself? Do you know your lack of faith? Do you know how easily you are prone to doubt? Do you know what you're afraid of? Have you faced all your fears? Do you believe in God more than anything? Do you believe that God has conquered death? Do you believe that death has no power over you? Do you believe that you can renounce sin and Satan? That you believe, and do you believe that he has no power over you? That you have the power to say no to him and no to his empty promises and no to his empty show. Do you know that you have the power to say yes to God in all things, in all conversations, in every situation? You have the power to say yes to God and no to everything else. We need to go into prayer to come to know God, but also to come to know who we are and to be honest with ourselves in the prayer, to come to really understand what are our weaknesses, what are our shortcomings, what are our imperfections, to embrace that, acknowledge that, and give it to God so he can heal that. Do you really understand your gifts, your strengths, the things that make you unique and beautiful and great in God's eyes? To acknowledge all those things and to relate them back to God as an offering, as a sacrifice, to say, Lord, thank you for these gifts. I return them to you. Do with them as you will. But often what happens in our imperfect knowledge is we come to inflate the things that we may or may not have. And in some cases, we come to deflate the things that we do or do not have. That's not true. That's false. That's a lie. And some of us are okay with living these false personas, the things that we know not to be true. It's not the truth, and we know it. But yet we still allow ourselves to live it because we want other people to believe that. We project at times false information about ourselves, and people make judgment calls on that, and they think they know us, but they don't know us. They don't know interiorly what's happening to us. They don't know about the pain. They don't know about the sorrow. They don't know about the hurt. They don't know about the illness. They don't know about our weaknesses. They don't know about our temptations. We only share with them the things that we want them to know. And sometimes we do that to God. We only share with him some of the things that we want him to know, but we don't share with him everything, as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph do. One of the things that was hard for me in this quest to really know who I am, who God is, and what is the difference, to really know that God is creator, God is perfect, and I am not. But to know that God is merciful, he's kind, he's loving, he's gentle. And in prayer, I could learn to be all those things. Jesus is really asking us, do we know him? Do we know what he is going through and has gone through in order to save us? He's inviting us to spend a little quiet time with him, to set some time aside during the day to really come to know who he is. And in knowing him, we will come to better know ourselves, that we can grow in the knowledge of God and also grow in the knowledge of who we are. To be honest with ourselves, to embrace who we are, to be happy with what God has given us, to be okay with our strengths and our weaknesses, to be happy with our gifts and the things that we do not have, to be happy that God has created us in his image and his likeness, and to really come to know that to be true. to really spend some quiet time in getting to know God, who loves you, and getting to know you, who are loved by Him.